We know the basis for why Ghanaians rejected it. And we've seen how Parliament has put in money in renovating the current chamber to be able to make it fit for purpose. And so we cannot throw away money in the name of renovating a current chamber just to make it fit for purpose. And then, you know, on the other hand, turn again and start having a conversation around a new chamber, the cost implications for it, the times in which we are, and all of those considerations. I think it's a completely misplaced call around this time. Parliament has other priorities. Ghana has other priorities, which we need to be focusing on. You know, nobody's turning them away. If we say where Parliament is not their actual property, so what are we saying? Are we saying that Job 600 building and all the parliamentary, extensive parliamentary infrastructure work that has been done in that enclave, you know, is also not theirs? Are we saying that the ability for them to join the administrative block to the chamber block in a way that makes it easy to access, and all the many, you know, renovations, additional work, monies that have been pumped into it should go to naught? I think that we must be able to learn to use what we've got in the best possible ways. And around this time, you know, building a new chamber, we've seen the cost for renovating the current chamber. We've seen the cost for adding all of those auxiliary facilities to the current, you know, parliamentary enclave. And that should give us an indication of what it will cost to think around a completely new chamber.